Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Myles Garrett, and he was asked about Micah Parsons, and he said, I think he deserves whatever he's earned. Once I got the chance to train with him, I've seen his work ethic. He's 100% committed to his craft, getting better every day. He has that level of dedication to the game. He should get every penny he's owed. He would not say the same thing about TJ Watt. I don't think he'd be okay with TJ Watt making more. I don't think he likes TJ, and I think the feeling is mutual. And I think that's partly why we're in the situation we're in right now with TJ Watt in the Steelers, not seeing eye to eye.
That's Adam Crowley, 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. There is Pittsburgh media that believe that Miles and his contract is in TJ Watt's head tone. It's going well over there. It's going well.
You know, I just assumed they'll get the TJ Watt thing figured out, but man, they're going to end up paying that dude a ton of money. It's going to be lined up right with the Myles Garrett contract, the guarantees and everything. And kind of feel like he's ready to drop off a cliff.
Let's see what Aditi has to say about it. She joins us right now. Aditi Kikabwala, CBS Sports. You see her on the sidelines on Sunday NFL football. Also one of the hosts of We Need to Talk. You can find her on Twitter at A Kikabwala on Twitter. She's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Aditi, is Myles Garrett in TJ Watt's head?
No, he's not that petty.
I mean, sure about that?
Like you think that TJ Watt is frustrated with the Steelers because he can't get one more penny? No, that is not what this is about. And this is about being rewarded for everything that you offer and bring to a team. And I'm on the record saying this. Look, the Steelers can't ask for a better player, a better leader, a better example of who you want a Pittsburgh Steeler to be than TJ Watt. He has come to work every single day. I mean, it's sort of, that's a cliche to say, because I guess he didn't come to minicamp. He didn't. When he is here, he comes to work. He gives 100% focus. He helps his teammates, whether it's Bud Dupree or Alex Highsmith, whoever he is. He's extremely generous in the way that he helps. He's had many, many, many opportunities over the entire tenure of his career to stand up and create trouble, to talk about recalcitrant wide receivers, to talk about a head coach who has misevaluated the quarterback position, to talk about a team that has failed around him, and he never does that. He has always been the best possible teammate that he can be. Look, at the end of last season, he was not effective, and instead of getting defective, he said, I clearly need to go back to the drawing board. I need to make sure that I can play on both sides. I need to diversify my game. What else do you want from a superstar? I've had this conversation with multiple coaches around the league that usually the mega, mega, mega superstars have a degree of narcissism to them. And TJ Watt is the outlier in that, not that he doesn't have an ego, of course, not that he doesn't believe in who he is, but he's not selfish to the degree that we see out of so many superstars. And he really, truly, genuinely wants to win. The Pittsburgh Steelers have failed him by not winning a playoff game in his entire tenure. And this entire thing is not just about Myles Garrett. It's not just about Max Crosby. It's not just about Micah Parsons.
Didn't he play in those playoff games? Did he have a say-so in those outcomes at some point?
Oh, boy. Here we go, Aditi.
So now you're going to put it all on him?
No.
Is that what you're going
I'm
to say?
I'm just saying he had a big hand in it.
But is this the whole thing? I mean, it's a very valid question. Look, I think that we talked about this when I had my end-of-the-year award voting, you know, when I had to put in my ballot for Defensive Player of the Year. I'm on the record having said this. You don't feel any defensive player in the game more than you feel Myles Garrett. There is no one, when I speak to offensive coordinators, quarterbacks, head coaches, there's no one that puts more fear on the defensive side of the ball, requires more thought when offensive game planning than Myles Garrett. but could I give my vote for defensive player of the year to a guy that whose team only won three games? So it's valid. If you really, truly, truly are a game changer, do you impact your team in some ways? Now, I don't have the numbers off the top of my head, but the Steelers are markedly better when T.J. Watt plays than when he doesn't. I mean, it's jarring.
Aditi, Kenny Pickett.
His aunt's tweeting at us right now.
Yep.
Kenny's aunt is?
Clown face.
Called us clowns.
Got a clown face.
Wait, who called you clowns?
Kenny Pickett's aunt.
Somebody in the Pickett hive.
Yeah, because Lima asked me a question. We were arguing about the four quarterbacks because we got four quarterbacks here, Aditi. And you know, as people say, if you have four quarterbacks,
you have two.
So Lima asked me exasperatedly, like, what's Kenny Pickett doing here? And I'm like, I don't know, Anthony. I would have traded for the guy. And the family's getting a little bit defensive here. What is Kenny Pickett's role here?
Sure that you repeat that I'm the one that foreshadowed this a long time ago and suggested it. And I am a huge fan of this.
Well,
so,
you tell
okay.
her. I'm not talking to her. I'm not getting into a war of words with the family. That's a losing proposition for me.
Fair. Okay.
Yeah. Doesn't matter. I got Shador Sanders' second cousin. He says nice things to me, so I got it all working out. We're good.
All right. If that balances the books for you, then yes. Good for you.
Yes. Well, I mean,
I didn't realize that you got into this business.
Also,
to make friends with people's family.
Oh, that's all I do. I send them Christmas cards all the time. Plus, let's be honest here: I think Shador Sanders has a shot at being a part of the future of the Browns, and I don't think Kenny Pickett has a shot at all. Tell me why I'm wrong, Aditi. Tell me why I'm wrong about Kenny Pickett.
I mean, how much practice have you watched?
How many meetings
have you been in?
So
how much.
Much,
really?
I only have gone to the practices that we're allowed to go to.
Okay.
Been to three.
I
can only go by what I've seen on the football field in the NFL, and it ain't much.
I've had exactly one interaction with Shador Sanders. I will tell you that I genuinely enjoy talking to him. I did like him. I've known his father for a very long time, obviously. I don't want to talk about the personality or any of the nonsense that has swirled around what his alleged attitude is. But there is a very valid football reason that he dropped where he did. The evaluation of his play and the growth that he needs to do and the development that he still needs is valid. That didn't just come out of nowhere. This wasn't just some black mark because someone didn't like how he wore his hat. Sure, there's potential. There's a reason that the Browns took him when they already had three quarterbacks signed, when they clearly liked Dylan Gabriel more than him and taking Dylan Gabriel.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
When they did. So obviously potential. Obviously there's a belief and a hope that there's growth and development to come and that this is a young man who's willing to put in the work to do that. Shador Sanders is not ready to start week one. As of today, Shador Sanders is not ready to start week one in the National Football League this coming season. And also, P.S., that's a murderer's row that the Browns are starting with. Dylan Gabriel also, from what I'm told, has looked good. It seems to be fitting right into that room. I would love to sit in that room with the four of them, by the way, or like go to Topgolf with the four of them. But anywho, he's also still not ready to be trotted out there week one. And everybody keeps underselling Kenny Pickett because of what happened in Pittsburgh. You just heard Kyle Wilson say how awful his experience with the Jets was. Sam Darnold is a little bit more careful, just like Kenny, and won't say it. But again, look at the model of Sam Darnold. You go to a completely dysfunctional organization, a completely dysfunctional situation. You get a year to reset with an organization. In Sam Darnold's case, it was San Francisco, where top down, everybody actually knows what they're doing and communicates with each other and run a legitimate offense. You learn, you take advantage of that. And then you get a chance and you look like a completely different guy than the guy that was called a bust. Now, I can't see the future. I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, Kenny Pickett's going to have an MVP caliber year. But I just really don't understand why no one will give this young man the benefit of the doubt. When he was drafted by the Pittsburgh Steelers, perhaps he was overdrafted. Yes, I will give you that. It was a horrible year for quarterbacks. It was a terrible situation to be drafted in because in Pittsburgh, there were already all these expectations by what he had done when he was at Pitt. But he comes into a Steelers organization. He doesn't get a single first or second team rep during all of training camp. All he gets are those few little third team reps here and there. Then all of a sudden at the start of the season, he's named the backup quarterback and has to answer questions that he doesn't really possibly have answers to. And then in the middle of a game, after having never repped with the first team, he gets randomly thrown in. And then all of a sudden, here he is starting with a coordinator who had never been a coordinator on the NFL level, had never even been a position coach on the NFL level until Mike Tomlin found him out of Maryland, where his son had a scholarship, Matt Canada. Matt Canada ran the single most dysfunctional, predictable offense in the NFL. Go back and look at the quotes that you saw from every single opponent that played the Steelers.
I don't disagree with you there.
There was no real game plan. Okay, there was no real game planning, Ken.
Yeah.
There was no communication amongst that coaching staff. There was no sitting and running through a script with a quarterback. There were also wide receivers who didn't show up to meetings, who didn't block for running backs, who didn't participate, who lollygagged all the time and were never held accountable by Mike Tomlin. There was an offensive line that was arguably one of the worst offensive lines in the game, and there was no run game to speak of. This is the situation Kenny Pickett was in. And then all the drama of getting hurt and a local beat writer completely slandering him with such nonsense.
Would never happen here.
Get out of there. Yeah, sure.
Would never happen in Cleveland.
He got out of there. He goes to Philadelphia and he gets to hit reset. And I can tell you, I talked to Nick Sirianni about him at length at the Combine, who said he really helped us. He's a great young man. He had an opportunity. Now, Kenny's a lot more careful, I would say, than maybe Kyle Wilson is right now. It's probably more like Sam Darnold. He's not going to rip any place that he's been publicly. But go look at his quotes when he talks about what he learned in Philadelphia, what that organization was like, what it was like to be with someone who actually knew what he was doing as a play caller. So here's an opportunity. Give him the benefit of the doubt that he actually learned, that he knows what it means to be put in position to succeed, that he's taken those lessons, and that he's created a good enough rapport with Kevin Stefanski that Kevin's going to be able to help him be better than what you've seen. Maybe he won't, but the fact that you're all writing him off before he even gets a chance. I mean, 2 years ago, Joe Flacco was written off. He was sitting on his couch. And then look at what he did. It just feels like we're so quick to say somebody's a bust, somebody's a dud, there's no chance possible. Sports are supposed to be about hope. Like, let's hope there's a revival story here, as opposed to, okay, let's just expect somebody to fail.
Didi Kingabwala on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Get me hype about Kenny.
Are you buying any of it? Are you buying any of it?
You're
some.
The second person. We had Nathan Zagura last week, and now you, Aditi, have made a passionate plea to give Kenny Pickett a chance.
I have a response, but I don't want to take it any longer because I don't want to turn it argumentative at all because I love you, and I don't want that to happen.
Well, you can't like leave it on the table like that.
Yeah, Ken.
All right.
Come on. Share your thoughts.
Don't get mad at me, okay? Because I do this with Lyman.
That's a hard thing to ask, but okay.
All right, here we go. You ready?
I'm ready.
If Nick Sirianni liked Kenny Pickett so much, then why did he trade him essentially for Dorian Thompson-Robinson? Sorry, I had
maybe
to do
he
it.
Liked him so much that he wanted the kid to get a chance, the young man to get a chance. I will tell you this: when Kenny was lied to by Mike Tomlin a year ago and was ready to just be out of Pittsburgh, I talked to three separate high-ranking front office people, plus a head coach. I talked to a GM, a head coach, two other extremely high-ranking front office people who told me he absolutely could have been traded to a place where he would have had an opportunity to try and start, where he could have competed for a starting job. Sometimes you want to do right by people.
I like that. That makes me feel a lot better then. Okay. Aditi, we are out of time.
That's it?
I'm sorry. It was passionate. I enjoyed it. Thank you very much. That was an awesome...
Okay, but let me just also say, yeah. I have loved Joe Flacco's videos. Like, do you just, like, watch every interaction that he has and laugh?
I think he's having a lot of fun with... I think he's having more fun than we want to put on with some of the younger guys in there.
But, Aditi, he does not like the dancing for TikTok, and you do wonder, will that be a distraction if another quarterback is out there filming for TikTok?
Got to consider it,
Aditi. Is that dissension?
Got to be talked about for 5 hours.
Maybe he'll bring them back to being an adult or a grown-up. What was the line he used? You're a grown-up. That's like a grown-up. Maybe he'll teach them how to be grown-ups.
The adult in the room. Aditi,
it's always fun.
Yes.
Talk to you soon.
Thank you very much. Aditi Kigabwala in the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Awesome.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.